O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Mark 11, verse 25, and Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 through 24.
Mark 11, 25, and Matthew 5, 23 and 24. And whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also, who is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. So if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Texts like these are powerful reminders that our relationship with God and our behavior in the world shouldn't be two separate things. One of the primary things we should ask God for is forgiveness. And as those who have received it, how could we then justify withholding it from others? So think for a minute. Where do you need to apply this text? Who do you need to be reconciled to? Who do you need to forgive? As we listen to Paul Zaks, The Greatest Commandment, pray that the Spirit would fill your heart with love, and that that love would demonstrate itself in mercy and compassion towards others.
God, with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Let us be known, let us be known by the way we love. Let us be known, let by the way we love. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord.
Close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. This is another day, O Lord. I know not what it will bring forth, but make me ready, Lord, for whatever it may be. If I am to stand up, help me to stand bravely. If I am to sit still, help me to sit quietly. If I am to lie low, help me to do it patiently. And if I am to do nothing, let me do it gallantly. Make these words more than words, and give me the Spirit of Jesus. Amen.